Welcome, and thank you for standing by. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Lines are open and interactive, so please utilize your mute button. If you do not have a mute button, please press star 6 to mute. I'd like to turn me over to your host. At any time, you may begin.
Great. Thank you, Yami. Hello, everyone. This is Shane Lynn, VK4KHZ, your ARIS moderator for today. Through the help of amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we soon hope to establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 380 kilometres above the Earth over Italy. This is all accomplished with ARIS, which is amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS is currently flying over the northwest coast of Africa and whizzing along at around 28,000 kilometres per hour. The contact for today will be performed using the ARIS Telebridge Network, which is a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. The audio for today's contact will also be available live around the world via the amateur radio EchoLink networks, handled by Bob, VK4DA, in Queensland, Australia. ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from nine nations that develop and operate the radio equipment on board the International Space Station. Those that support ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT, Amateur Radio Satellite Corporations, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, Roscosmos, the Russian Space Agency, and NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is IK1SLD, located in Italy and operated by Claudio Ariotti. Thanks for helping us out today, Claudio. We have around 5 minutes until contact time. Our link up today will be with the students attending Loreto College in Adelaide, South Australia. And we've asked Principal Dr. Nicole Archard to please tell us a little about the school and the students that will be taking part today. Over to you, Nicole.
Thank you. Well, hello world to start with. It gives me great pleasure to introduce you to Loreto College, Marrickville. We are located in Adelaide in South Australia. This year we celebrate 114 years of dedicated education for girls and young women. Our school is made up of an early learning centre for children from 0 to 5 years of age, a junior school for girls in reception to year 6, a senior school for girls in year 7 to year 12, as well as a boarding school for students from regional Australia as well as Asia. We are one of 7 Loreto schools in Australia and more than 100 Loreto schools worldwide. Our foundress, Mary Ward, established her first school for girls 410 years ago in 1509 in Saint-Omer, France. All Loreto or Mary Ward schools have a strong focus on breaking down gender stereotypes for girls and educating girls to become strong, passionate, confident contributors to society. At present, there are over 1 million Loreto alumni across the world, making a difference to the lives of others. Mary Ward once said, "There is no such difference between men and women that women may not do great things. Women, in time to come, will do much, and much we certainly do." We love our school, and we are very excited to share it with the rest of the world this evening, as well as the International Space Station. Thank you.
Excellent. That's a very good address there, Nicole, and much appreciated. Very interesting. Okay, now we cross over to Italy. So now, Claudio, before the contact begins, can you please tell us a little about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation today? Over to you, Claudio.
Okay, thank you, Shane, as always, for your presentation. Briefly, our Telebridge station is located in northwest of Italy, between Turin and Milan, 100 kilometers from Turin and Milan. And when T minus 30 seconds, I got to call Nick aboard the ISS today using the call sign India Romeo Zero India Sierra Sierra. And as soon as the signal will be loud and clear, I will invite the first student, Isabella, to start with the first question. And for the student, please don't forget to say over, because this is a very important thing to coordinate the conversation between us and the astronaut, very important. Now I see the International Space Station approaching to Europe. We have 2 minutes and 15 seconds from now. So microphone back to you again, Shane.
Okay, many thanks, Claudio. Yes, we really appreciate the work that you and your station, your team, do for the ARIS program. It's always a pleasure to work with you, and we're really looking forward to this contact, as I'm sure the students at Loreto College are. Okay, well, we have a little over a minute to go, about a minute and a half, or a minute and 45 seconds, before the station comes over the horizon. Students, the comment that that Claudio made a few moments ago about saying the word over, that's extremely important that everyone remembers to say that. So remember, what we're doing on the ISS is an experiment, so we can never really tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And students, as we've said many times, please don't forget to say the word over at the end of your question. Claudio, we've got about a minute or so to go before the station comes over the horizon, and you'll have acquisition of signal. I know it's a little bit early, but as we always say, we'd rather be too early than too late. So, Claudio, it's over to you, and good luck. It's now all yours. Good luck, Claudio.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Shane. We have 1 minute from now, so I set in the radio. Okay, the ISS is approaching 10 seconds from now, so I'm calling in this moment. India Romeo Zero, India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo One, Sierra Lima Delta, Telebridge Ground Station calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Do you copy, Nick? Over. India Romeo Zero, India Sierra Sierra, this is India Kilo One, Sugar Lima Delta, Telebridge Ground Station calling for a scheduled ARIS contact. Do you copy, Nick? Over.
Yes, good morning, India Kilo 1 Sierra Lima Delta. This is India Romeo Zero. India Sierra Sierra, I've got you loud and clear. Good morning.
Okay, India Romeo Zero, India Sierra Sierra, IK1 SLD. Good morning to you, Nick. Your signal is again loud and clear. Today from Italy, we introduced the Loreto College in Adelaide, Australia. So are you ready for first question, Nick? Over.
I'm ready for questions. Good morning, everyone, or good evening in Australia. Over.
Okay, go ahead, Isabella.
Thanks, Claudia.
Hi, my name is Isabella. As this is the year we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, has the moon any more significance to you? Over.
You know, Isabella, looking at the moon from the ground, it's always captivated me. It's a symbol of what is out there, what we strive to explore, you know, the unknown and discovering new things. I can tell you that from orbit, it takes on an even more significant meaning. The perspective that you get looking out the window, being able to see the Earth below you and then the moon in the distance all at the same time and feeling like you are off of the planet and on our way along that journey of discovery, it carries even more significance now. Over.
Hi, my name is Megan. What did it feel like when you first stepped into the International Space Station? Over.
Yes, Megan, it was an amazing feeling. Actually, you know, we didn't step in, we floated into the station, and so it was one of the first few minutes I had of being out of my seat and floating in microgravity. And it was a sense of accomplishment, It was a sense of gratitude for all the people that make being up here possible. It's not an easy journey, and you may be familiar with my journey and our aborted launch that happened 6 months before. But like most things in life that are truly worthwhile, it's worth all of the commitment and hard work. Over.
My name's Gabrielle. If you were able to choose how long to stay on the ISS, what would you say? Over.
Gabrielle, life on the ISS is truly amazing. One of the significant challenges of being up here is being away from loved ones, family and friends, and all the people that you have to leave back on Earth. My experience in the Air Force doing deployments has taught me that, you know, for me, 4 to 6 months is the right amount of time that you can be away from the family, and it makes coming back home and reintegrating with your family an easier process. When you start to spend longer periods of time away from family and friends, then it requires a lot more effort, and we have to pay special attention to that in terms of reintegrating post-mission. Over.
Hi, my name is Evan. Would you like to explore space further? For example, be part of a mission to Mars? Over.
One word answer, absolutely. You know, that's why we're up here, is to explore, and we want to continue to push deeper into the mysteries of the universe. So, you know, now we're testing out systems on board the International Space Station that are going to help us go back to the moon. That's part of the Artemis program. And once we get to the moon, we're going to learn things there that are going to help us get to Mars. And so that's the ultimate objective, putting people on Mars. Over.
Hi. My name is Samantha. Does viewing the Earth from space change the way in which you think about humanity? Over.
Samantha, the view from space definitely changes your perspective on where you fit into the cosmos. When you look down at the ground, you can see that, you know, the Earth is gigantic, and we're a small part of it. But you can also see that the Earth is teeming with life. It's alive. It's everything around us. We're part of that one amazing place that's living and breathing. And so I see our place more connected with Earth than I ever have before. And it makes me realize that we need to be great stewards of our planet. Over.
Hello, my name is April. I walk around my house. Do you miss the feeling of walking in the space station? Over.
It's a funny question, because this morning I was just thinking about what it felt like to walk at my house. We have wood flooring, and the feeling of the cold wood flooring on my bare feet is something that I haven't felt in almost 6 months. And I was just remembering that this morning, what that would feel like, and looking forward to, with anticipation, what it would feel like once I land in a month or so. Over.
Hi, my name is Mia. What do you expect to see changing in the space industry in the coming years? Over.
I expect to see lots of changes. You know, we're involving commercial partners more and more, and that's allowing more and more people to get involved with the idea of living and working in space. Right now, the space station, it's governments that are launching vehicles to the space station, and soon it's going to be commercial crews launching out of Florida, providing crews to the space station. And that commercialization is going to just broaden the number and the opportunities available for people to be involved. Over.
My name is Claudia. Is space tourism a worthwhile endeavor? Over.
Yes, I can say that without doubt. Everyone, if there is one thing that I wish I could make possible, it would be for everybody to see what I can see from up here, that perspective, to be able to look at where we fit into the universe and just how miraculous our little island that we call Earth is, and what we need to do to take care of it. If I could share that with everyone, I would. So the more people that we can get into space, the better we're going to be as a race.
My name's Anna. There are so many songs written with a space theme. What does space sound like? Over.
So space, what's it sound like? When I'm looking out the cupola, it's pretty quiet, and I can hear the hum of the space station, all the fans and ventilation, all the motors and pumps working, and it's like a low rumble that just goes as we coast through the vacuum of space. When I do a spacewalk and I'm in my own spacesuit, there's almost no sound, and I just hear the whirring motor of my ventilation moving air around inside my spacesuit. So space is a quiet place, and it's a great place to reflect. Over.
Hi, my name's Hattie. Do you keep looking out in the hope of seeing a UFO? Over.
You know, I look out the window for many reasons, and that's one of them. We're up here trying to answer some of those really big questions in life, like where did life come from and is there life elsewhere? So we're up here looking for extraterrestrial life. We're probing the universe, trying to find out if there's anyone else out there. Over.
My name is Vivian. Does living without gravity impact on your physical state? Over.
Living without having to carry your own body weight has a lot of effects on you. So just to run through a bunch of them really quick, I lose bone mass because my bones don't have to support my weight. My muscle will go down as well. I end up growing, so my spine stretches a couple of inches. All of these things change. The fluid inside my body, my blood and my blood pressure, the distribution throughout my body is different, so I have higher pressure in my head than I normally would on the ground, and that causes other physiological changes. So living in microgravity, our bodies have to adapt. And then we also do some things to try to counteract that. So we work out every day lifting weights and either riding a bike or running on a treadmill for 2 to 2.5 hours in order to counteract those negative effects. Over.
Only one question, Natalie. We have 1 minute to lose.
Hi, my name is Natalie. What do you do with any spare time? Over.
Natalie, I love to look out the window to appreciate the earth below. I like to spend time with my friends on board the space station, my crewmates. One of the most miraculous aspects of the International Space Station is that we have an international crew, and getting to know people from other countries and to understand their cultures and their customs and to spend time with them and get to know them as individuals and human beings and just really appreciate them. It's a special time up here when we can gather around the dinner table and share stories and laugh and enjoy each other's company. Over.
Thank you, Nick from Loretto.
Over to
you, Nick. Oh, thank you for all your wonderful questions. I keep curious, keep asking great questions.
Thank you very much, Nick. Thank you, Claudio. That's excellent copy, and I'm sure the girls are quite excited about it. Thank you, Shane, also.
Okay, we have a loss of signal in this moment, Tony.
Okay, thank you there, Claudio. Very good job. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station IK1SLD, operated by Claudio Ariotti and his team, contacted astronaut Nick Hague, KG5TMV, aboard the International Space Station and spoke with students at the Loreto College in Adelaide, South Australia. Now, for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the Amateur Radio Satellite Corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, and NASA, This is Shane Lind, amateur radio operator VK4KHZ in Glendon, Queensland, Australia, sending my greetings to you all in amateur radio terms, 7-3s, which means best wishes. Well done, Loretto. That was an excellent contact and an excellent job on your part there as well, Claudio.
Thank you, Shane. We had signal, strong signal, all the pass, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Yomi, you can stop the recording now if you wish.
Thank you. This concludes today's presentation. You may disconnect at this time.
Thank you.